Gruzzle halted in front of a large, well-made tent, painted with lots of coloured symbols, and kicked Groovin flat in the sand.
Stay there, you three, and watch him.
She threw back the tent flap and entered. A moment later, she marched out again, three others with her. One was Grizzle, the old vixen seer, accompanied by another equally wizened vixen, who carried all the paraphernalia of a seer or soothsayer. But it was the male fox that Groovin instinctively knew was the chieftain. Rugan Bor was an impressive figure, a big male fox, golden rather than reddish-furred, with no black tip to his tail. His face was inscrutable, but one glance informed Groovin that the hard golden eyes were those of a born slayer. He was dressed simply, in a short black shoulder cloak and a black kilt. A sabre was thrust through his broad chain-linked belt. Rugan Bor gave Groovin the briefest of glances, then turned to Grisul.
Is this the one who took over from Sorny Wrath?
Grisul bowed fawningly.
That he be, Lord. Groovin Zan, the stoat who vowed to slay the Taggarung.
Rugan nodded to Gruzzle, who leaped forward promptly.
Loose yonder rope and return his weapon.
The weasel obeyed immediately and without question. Groovin realised he was not going to be executed on the spot. The knowledge gave him fresh confidence, and he decided to bluff his way along. Rugan Bor obviously had him tagged as a warrior. Swaggering forward, he faced the Juska chieftain, leaning on the sword and narrowing his eyes like a veteran killer. However, he did not attempt to speak. Something told him that Rugan was not a beast to be taken lightly. The big golden fox had not moved a muscle, yet his eyes looked Groovin up and down.
You are the son of Stoat they called Antigra.
Groovin had to swallow visibly before he answered.
Aye.
Rugan Bor's paw strayed close to his sabre.
I am Rugan Bor of the Juska Bor, Lord of the South Coasts. I took your clan, the Juska Zan, and added it to my own. Antigra, your mother, plotted against me. I slew her.
Groovin found it difficult to keep up his attitude of bravado as Rugan continued, his face still expressionless.
So, Groovin Zan, do you wish to take revenge for your mother? Are you going to challenge me as chieftain of these Juska? You stand armed and free before me. If you are going to do anything, now would be the time to do it.
Groovin's nerve had already failed him. He knew he was a dead beast if he lifted the sword. Yet, if he was ever to become leader of the clan, he could not lose face. So he played his ace card, hoping bluster and bragging would impress the fox warrior. Swelling his chest, he snarled aloud.
My name now is Groovin Zan Taggarung. 8 warriors left camp to track him with me. Only I have returned. The others lie dead. I slew the Taggarung.